Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen, founder of The Truth is Funny and the creative inspiration behind Tales from the Vector. And of course, your host for this radio show today on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems on the Higher Self Network. And you can listen in later. If you're listening later, you can accept the energetic shifts when you listen later. We love to share information with you, and you are we love to hear you from you. So call in 1-800-930-2819. I'm so excited today to have my guest on the show. We're going to be talking about where heart meets art. And the one universal process we could do to promote transformation and shift in our lives. If we could learn one thing that is creating and breaking shift in hundreds of lives, can we make it universal for everyone out there? The heart-mind continuum is a scientific and quantum explanation that allows for shift and transformation to happen. When we combine the art of heart meditation and the childlike expression of art, we enter a quantum illusionary world that is congruent in our minds and heart space. That is the space where transformation happens. Maria Fornay is a leading influence and a visionary in the world of business, as well as a personal and professional life coach, trainer, and speaker. As an entrepreneur, she's developed and implemented processes with her husband, Ron. And as a master, I'm going to repeat that, of interior design, she has created spaces for over 1,000 homes throughout the USA while training and mentoring designers for the past 27 years. Her passion and mission is to provide tools that support and empower people to ignite their dreams, unleash their potential, and their purpose. Through one of her, she has so many companies, but we're going to talk most about Just Be It today. Maria, along with her husband Ron and assistant April, provide workshops and courses in abundance, life direction, purpose, and meditation. As a catalyst for personal empowerment, her training and qualifications, along with interior design, this is a word that you may not be familiar with, processology and theta healing. Maria is also a science of mind minister at the First University, First Unity Spiritual Campus in St. Petersburg, Florida. And oh my goodness, I'm so like, Maria does so many things, but today we're going to talk about where heart meets art. I love this. Maria.
Yes. Hi, Colette. Yes.
Oh my goodness. You are so doing so many things. And you're such an amazing person. And you have so much knowledge. And I talk all the time about how your environment is so important in your home, because it influences every single thing you do. So tell, I just want to give you like the floor here. Tell us about yourself. Tell us why you do what you do, how you came to do it. And we're so excited to have you on the show.
Thank you. And I'm excited to be here. It's such a pleasure to be here with you. So, well, yes, I do many things, but actually the one thing that pulls it all together is what I've learned is when we are connected to our heart space, doing all the things that you do become easy. It's kind of a no-brainer, and it's not a lot of pressure. You know, it just happens. It's just like shifts happens all the time. But it's just like what you're teaching. So when people say, my, you have so many businesses and things going on, it's what I've learned is when you're connected to your heart space, meaning divine love, infinite potentiality, then things just are there for you. There is no work. We don't have to work at anything, actually. So what I'm about, so yes, I'm an interior designer, and you asked me how I got started in, I will tell you, when I was in my 20s, I actually was in a car accident and I prayed. I was reading several books. One was the book, The Game of Life by Florence Shin, and Ernest Holmes' Science of Mind book. And I couldn't understand what they were talking about. They were speaking about speaking the word and how your world can be different. So I remembered my aha moment. I was just in a lot of pain back then after a car accident. And I just said, okay, man, if this stuff works, show me how. I have to see it. I have to see it. And shortly after that, I had an experience. Some people may call it a Kundalini opening. I don't really have a name for it, and I'm not about names, but I started seeing,
I understand what you're saying, because people always refer to this as Kundalini opening. And it's actually, for me, nameless. Because there's nothing that can explain how that happens. There is no word for what happens when you hit your purpose and you just know it.
Yes.
Understand what I mean? It comes over you.
Exactly. Yes. And I was coming from the place of being the Doubting Thomas type personality. And so I said, okay, God, you got to show me here something. And because I don't understand it. And everything started decompartmentalizing, disintegrating. I don't know how to explain it, but solid things like looking at a home or looking at a tree, I could just see the frequency energy of it. And
Nikola Tesla says, if you want the key to the universe, think in terms of frequency, energy, and vibration. And I feel that's why you just all of a sudden start feeling things instead of thinking about them.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. But our thoughts, I want to bring it back to our thoughts. Our thoughts are a key component in this, because as we speak our words, we're animating and a frequency in our words that we speak, which are connected, of course, to how we're thinking and what our filters are. So but what I like to say is the universe is nothing, by the way. It's like when you really think about what's in front of us, and it's all realized through our filters and our experience, what we're seeing in front of us.
Yeah, I've changed my wording since I wrote my book, because I wrote my book 4 years ago, and I was hoping that it was everything I knew for a decade of doing energy work, working with thousands of people. And I wrote it, and I say it right at the front of the book. I hope that this book, not even hope, I knew that this book was going to, that I would change the information the next day, because it's always expanding and accelerating. And so, like what you're talking about is when you start to really step into your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I always pick a card, and I did pick Unfettered because unfettered is the heart of the home. You know, you can go to talesfromthevector.com if you want to see her. She's flying upside down and she's this beautiful, like she's the heart chakra. And that's the center of your home, whoever you are, emanating from that place. And I'm not mm-hmm. talking just about your physical home, but also your home inside yourself. But now I'm also getting like the other dragons wanting to come in is the one that is my Archangel Michael card, basically. And that's purpose in life. And it just, I have to say that just came through really, really strong right now. So, you know,
yeah.
When your home feels like it's part of you and it's clean and it's beautiful, what does that do for people?
Well, our environment, so obviously it goes both ways. Our thoughts are creative, okay, and our feelings are creative. But as we're moving around in our environments, our home is our key environment, the energy, so there is a frequency and an energy that sits in our home. And for instance, I happen to have a home that has, I have a laughter home. So I have a frequency of laughter. We have joy angels here is what we call it. So
when I love it.
We laugh a lot. There's a lot of laughter going on. So, but that has been going on for years. So then, when you say you purchase a new home and you love the layout, you love the floor plan, everything's just perfect. But, and this has been an experience that clients have had with working with them in interior design, but it's something's just not quite right. They call me up. They want to, you know, paint all the walls, redo the carpeting. And I can feel the energy in the home. So there may have been a previous negative experience, or it may have been a couple that had been arguing. You know, it could be a lot of things.
It's so many. It could be so many. I don't want to interrupt you, but we need to go to break. When we come back, we also already have someone calling in and that would like to has a question or would like a shift here. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm so excited to have Maria on my show. She is an expert in how to adjust your physical environment to support your authentic desires. We'll be right back after this short break. We'll be right back.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
You are listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan on Transformation Talk Radio. And Stella has just entered the room. Uh-oh. I have Maria on the radio with me today. And we're talking about physical environment and how to improve it through interior design. She is a major expert in this. She's been doing it for 27 years. She understands art and heart. Maria, please share your contact information with everyone.
Yes, thank you. Okay, Mike, if you're interested in receiving any of the emails or the special offers, my email address is maria@flournoy.com. And my website is justbeitnow.com. There is another website that it's going to be hooked up. So you can contact us either through the web or email. And there's a programs that we're going to share. One is with every reader on the call. They can get an email of a heart meditation email to them. So all you have to do is send us your request and we'll send it to you. And Colette, do you want me to tell you the special offer or wait till later?
Yeah, no, go ahead. Go for it.
Okay. It's an awesome offer. There is a workshop that I do with my assistant, April. It's called Where Heart Meets Art. And we are putting together, actually, this is a pre-offer. So it includes 4 videos of a workshop, an ebook with tools for transformation, the heart meditation, and then guided meditations in meeting your heart space. And it includes 1 consulting session with myself. So it's usually a $450 value, and it's offered for $99 by contacting the website or my email. And it will be extended, I think, for a month is what I shared with your producers. So the only thing is it will not be online for another 2 weeks. So that's
you're going through website server issues. And I just want to also say that if you hear a lot of kind of rubbing noise on the radio show right now, that's just Stella. She really likes you. And she, of course, has to rub against the mic to say hello. That's my cat. She's left now. Thank you. You go sit over there and quit doing that. But I'm so happy to have you on the show because I discovered this 15 years ago when I first started teaching energy seminars. I would bring Buzz Lightyear crayons, like they had them back then, and have people take notes with those. Because the more childlike you are when you're doing energy work, the more able you are to go into that place where you can energetically shift with ease. And the innocence of a child, it's like there's no judgment with what comes up when you do energy work. And so over the years, now my program has coloring book manuals so that people can color in while I'm talking. And if they get triggered, it allows them to move it in a more gentle way, in a more playful way. And that's what I love about your work and you understanding so much how important it is that your home is an extension of yourself. And when you feel good in your home, you feel good in your home. Like, you're not a human being with a soul. You're a soul traveling in a human body that needs a home, you know? So do you, like, this is so beautiful.
I love that you said that you're a human being that needs a home to travel in. So I want to also tell you that we all have this energetic bubble that it's not our energy body or aura. It's just it's an energy that we carry with us wherever we go. And do you have the name for that? I'm not sure. It's a quantum thing, but it's just how we vibrate. It's our frequency. So
yeah, it's our essence. I would say that would be essence. The word would be our essence. Yeah, that's so when I would call that like the authentic self triad, body, soul, spirit.
Yes,
when that's in balance, any external influences will not affect you the same way.
Correct.
And especially when you're home, when you walk in your home after a day of work or whatever, when you walk in your home and you feel at home, that's different than when you walk in your home and you feel like it's a mess. And, you know, this is a major factor for children who are having challenges in school, is that they need for their home, their bedrooms to be like organized. Do you neat? You know what I mean?
I want to say organized in energy as well.
Yeah. Because creative people have a tendency to be messy. And so you don't want to be yelling at your child because the room is messy when they just need some organization of how that creativity would come about, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're doing when you do interior design. I've looked at some of the home. Oh my goodness. Like, you're a master at this. It's so beautiful to come walk Thank into you. Your home and feel, I'm at home. I'm safe. That allows you to feel that way every single time you walk outside your home.
Exactly. And when what you said, you mentioned the body, mind, spirit triad, which I agree with. And to me, that is being centered. When you have that space within you that is so clear and pure. So I use the words being in the flow. When I'm feeling in that flow, that energy, I don't even have thoughts actually. It's just that clean, it's pure. And when you can get to that heart space, every time you walk into your home and just start coming from within first and allowing your energy to fill the space in your home, shifts start happening. And it's not about feng shui. You know, feng shui is a very sacred, I studied feng shui, and it's a very sacred tradition. I will always say that. But 5,000 years ago, feng shui is really all about quantum physics. It's all about energy.
Totally. I love this. Like, just you saying that, I wrote four manuals for coloring. Like, this is the foundation of my program. I studied quantum physics. I've studied how the body through, I have my teacher's certificate in psychosomatic therapy. I have studied energy work. I have studied so many things. And I didn't even realize that my four manuals are actually the quantum physics behind feng shui until, like, I talked to you when you phoned me up. You had a physical issue in your body, and we worked on it in a session. And then after I hung up from you, my whole house fell apart and I had to move dragons all over the place. It's taken me 10 days. It's been like a lot of work. Just from a, you know, it, and the flow in my house since I spoke with you is like incredible. Incredible. And I'm just like, because I get that you understand that feng shui is actually quantum physics.
Correct. Well, yes. Actually, everything is quantum physics. I'm going to.
I know.
I'm going to make it so easy for you. But you know, the key here is what I really want to share with everyone out there is that the empowerment, your own empowerment, comes from number one, raising your consciousness, raising your frequency. How do you do that? And really, I have to liken it to just become aware of your thoughts, aware of what you're feeling. Simple awareness can shift anything. But a lot of times we don't. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Maria. When you say that, like you and I think so much the same, like regarding this, because once you understand that everything that you are doing comes from your heart, and mm-hmm. that you are able to affect so much by coming from this calm space. And that starts, home is where the heart is, right?
Exactly.
Where did that saying come from, right?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to look into that for you. I'll find out.
Home is where the heart is. If you're calm in your home, and it supports your physical environment, supports your physical intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
You're able, for many, many people, just getting out of bed is challenging to go to work because they might have the environment doesn't support them. Do you want to talk about that a little bit? Oh, wait a minute. We have to go to break here. I can't believe we're already there. And we have a caller who's been patiently waiting. So
okay.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to be right back. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. And I promise, after this short break, we will take your calls. We just are like having so much fun talking about this. This is so powerful. I'm so, so excited to have you on here, Maria, to share this beautiful, beautiful energy so that people in their homes feel safe. We'll be right
Absolutely.
Back.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, the queen of shift, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. So if you want to see some real shift happen, you can come to my event on June 1st. I have two baby steps events going on. That will be from 9 o'clock till 12:30, 3.5 hour baby steps program, showing you exactly how I shift energy. And then I'll have another one in the afternoon and a Shift Happens live talk event on June 1st. Just wanted to invite everybody there. That will be in Kelowna. Everybody welcome. You can check that out on thetruthisfunny.com. And I have Maria Forney. I'm trying to pronounce it correctly because with a flourish, with me talking about interior design in the home and how heart meets art. We've had a caller patiently waiting. So if it's okay with you, Maria, I would like to have her come on the show.
Sure. Yes, absolutely.
Cool. Carter, can you put her on?
Yep. We have Liz from San Diego. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Liz.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I actually had called to ask just for support on my gum, the health of my gums and teeth, but I'm open to anything about my home.
Okay.
If that's what comes up.
Okay. So, Maria, I'm going to work on energetically, just work on this gums and teeth. And I'm not surprised, Liz, that you are asking this question, because it's been coming up for a lot of people right now. I just want like to get a baseline. What, where are you when you think about your teeth? Where are you at? Like on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being I'm hair on fire, I'm panicking, I'm freaking out, I'm going to lose my teeth. I can't afford the dentist, I'm freaking. And then 0 being I don't really care. My teeth, I'll survive without my teeth. Where are you on that scale?
I'd say 4, which is
okay,
really good for me.
And I have a feeling that Maria, has this come up with other people? Like when, you know how like your teeth are your smile, your image, how to present yourself. If you can't afford to go to a dentist and you don't know how to look after your own teeth and you have to rely on experts, how it affects you. Maria, I'm getting that you have some information that you could share with her.
I do. I just got it as I was listening to Liz. So, because it's interesting because Liz said, but I'm open to anything about my home. And so, Liz, where you're living right now, is your entrance part of your home, right? When you walk in, how do you feel when you walk in? How that expression when you first walk into your home?
I feel that it's kind of lifeless. I mean, it's nice structurally. Yeah. It's very nice and it has like potential, but we haven't kind of done anything to have it reflect us. I don't feel it really reflects me.
Okay.
Wow.
So the entrance of your home is like the mouth of your house. Okay.
Yeah.
When we speak, so our words that we're speaking. So you said lifeless, and I know that has some energetic shifting that Colette's going to do about that.
Wait, I just have to say this because you guys are going to laugh.
I am laughing.
It's more serious than you think, Liz. It's more serious than you think. Because when you walk into your mouth energetically, it's intimately connected to your vagina. Just telling you. Go ahead, Maria.
Okay. Well, I didn't get that.
So
but
energetically, the mouth and the vagina are psychosomatically... They're very intimately connected. So the thoughts that you have about your mouth are the same thoughts that you have about your vagina if you're a woman, or your reproductive system, you know, as a male.
So I get that now, the opening.
And yes.
Expressing. So we express how we speak. There's a vibration in what we're saying and if we're singing it. Chanting and even laughter. So something that I do want to share with Liz is because the word you went weak to the word lifeless. So if we can just now express through our mouth in the entrance of your home, start singing songs every day. I could see you doing that or laughing, putting laughter there with your intention. The intention of whatever we do is probably the most priority. When you said that it's structurally nice, but it needs some work, it doesn't need any work. It needs your energy. That's all it needs. So if you can intend, if you stand in front of your foyer and say, this is the entrance to my home, and I'm doing this for you, by the way, I'm feeling your space. So I'm saying it with you and for you. This is the entrance to my home, and that this is my safe space. So I bring this joy, my joy from my heart space, I bring it out to every wall. The energy is just flowing through every room. It starts here. It starts with me. So I'm going to start singing and laughing and feeling happy every time I walk into this entrance. And what happens when you speak that with your words, because there's a frequency there and that is your intention, the energy starts clearing out the windows and the doors. It just starts clearing. And always remembering to put your intention into it. So now you're using your throat chakra as you're speaking those words. And do you like to sing, Liz? Are you a singer? Like to sing in other than the shower?
When other people aren't listening, I'm not. I sing to myself. I am not a singer, not with an audience.
Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Are you sure you don't come from Canada? I say sing with no apology, even if you are Canadian. But now I'm finding out that some Americans also have this issue.
I promise you that I can't sing at all, and I think I'm tone deaf, but I have an assistant, April, who actually, when I first heard her sing, I was like, I said to myself, I got to fire you because I can't hold you back from your singing career. And so when she sings, it's almost like the vibration in my whole home just shifts. But what I learned is I love to sing when nobody's listening. But again, like what Colette says, I've made myself from Canada. I sing anyway. And I realized that when I'm singing, Colette, I have the gift of laughter. So everybody just cracks up laughing. I'm laughing with them. It's okay. You know, that's what it's meant to do, I guess. There's always a good in everything is what I wanted to say. But for Liz to express and, you know, put on some music that has words that really mean something to you and just start belting it out in your home, that home vibration will shift, and also the energy within your gums, mouth, teeth, that will start shifting too.
I love this. Like we're doing dentistry free on the radio show.
Yeah. And it's my beloved, wonderful dentist is hearing, Dr. Burton. He's done a lot of work in my mouth, and I typically do any dentistry without medication. And when I first told him that, he was shocked, but I go right to that quiet meditative space and I don't feel much of the pain.
I did. So, I had 2 crowns and 5 hours and they didn't medicate. I don't want medication. And they were freaking out because like I just went into my zone.
Yeah.
And I was having such a great time and they were like, what the hell is this woman doing? So it's very important. That for you, Liz, what I'm getting is to start honoring your voice.
Okay.
Like your expression of yourself. The homeostasis and unfettered are where I have, that's what I have in the center of my home. Homeostasis means that your body, your soul, and your mind go to balance. And that affects, the more beautiful your home is, the more beautiful you present yourself. Wouldn't you agree, Maria?
Yes, I do agree. And if we have a moment later on the show, I would like to take Liz through, you know, when we're done with the call or whenever.
Yeah.
Just a 1 minute. I was thinking, Colette, that as I'm doing this 1 minute meditation, then you could be energizing it as well.
Absolutely. And we do have to go to a break. And I want to thank you, Liz, for calling
in. Thank you so much.
I just would like to know, what number are you at now? When you think about your teeth and your mouth.
I had to think about what? So that's pretty low. I'd say maybe there's a 1 there too. There's just a little bit of, you know.
And so we're just going to strengthen
really
your perception. And if you listen, because we have another caller, and if you listen while Maria does her meditation when we come back, and you can email me at info@thetruthisfunny.com. How can she reach you, Liz? Or sorry, not Liz, Maria. Just share your contact information again one more time here.
Yeah, she could reach me at my website, which is justbeitnow.com. And also my interior design website is creativedesignteam.com. Either one of those, just connect to the email address on there and we will get back with her probably within a day. It'll either be my assistant or myself. So yeah.
Awesome. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen. We'll be right back after this short break.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life?
Yes!
Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness!
You said forever. You said always. Now you know things have changed and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio, as Sarah Lou's empowerment coach and spiritual mentor reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight, and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Lewes, visit sarahlewes.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so happy to have Maria Fournier. If I mispronounce your name, Maria, say it correctly for me now.
It's Flournoy.
There we go. Okay. Sorry. I didn't write it down. And we're shifting so much energy here. I'm so happy to have you on the show explaining, and I just want you to repeat this and then we're going to take another caller, what we were just talking about. Tell people what interior design and is really about.
Oh, Colette. Yes, we were talking about how the entrance of your home is what you first see when you walk in and how important it is to have joy in that space because it seeps through. So I just want to tell the audience that quantum physics sounds so complicated and deep, but it's really very simple if you do simple tools like just standing at the entrance and singing and knowing when, you know, I dance when I leave the house. I have a little shimmy that I do. But
I love it. You diva, you.
So when you are coming from your heart space, even if you don't know that you're there yet and you're just doing an act of singing or chanting or playing music, it shifts the vibration. The sound shifts the vibration. Beethoven was one of the great artists that did that for a lot of people, and they, you know, they're proving it, you know, that his music, it can get people to a theta level instantly. And that's what we call meditation when you can go deeper than theta.
Right. And I like to do meditation really, really quick.
Yes, me too.
So we have had a caller who's been patiently waiting from Florida.
Okay.
And so Carter, can you put them on and we'll see what they want. And then you're going to finish. Radio time goes too fast.
All right. So we have Deborah from Florida. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Mara. Hi, Deborah Nerd, honey.
Hello, Deborah. How nice that you've joined us.
Thank you so much for texting me that you'd be on the show today and the link. And Myrna and I are at the same First Unity together, but we don't know each other that well. And I'm really looking forward to knowing you more because this radio show is really exposing all your beautiful creativity and wisdom and knowledge. And I appreciate that you're on the show. I just like to hear more of you. More often, but I want to take your class. Number one, I'm signing up for that.
Awesome.
I was having a vibration verb there for a while because I was trying to call in and listen to the radio show at the same time, and all I kept hearing was vagina mouth, vagina mouth, vagina mouth. And then I figured out what she was saying is that it's the opening of your house. And I'm going, vagina mouth? What am I supposed to do? Get my vibrator out? I don't get it.
But anyway, is what I call laycation.
Yeah. Okay, but anyway, what I'm getting at, and I can talk to Myrna, you know, privately too, but since you're on the show, I might as well ask the question for other people. Before I went to Kathmandu, as you know, I was having a special guest stay at the house, and you and I were going to plan on doing a feng shui at the house. And
yeah.
The minute that you told me that I had to get rid of 24 things, I freaked out because, to me, my house is like my womb. And everything that's in my house has a special meaning. And you said something about that I'd have to remove 24 objects. And then I canceled the appointment because it was not only just kind of, not because of you, it was just kind of getting too close to the visit. But I was afraid to get rid of some stuff. It's because I everything means something to me. So can you explain why you have to do that?
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. This is huge. Declutter.
This is an energy shift. Yeah, this is an energy shift. So as we declutter our outer world, our mind declutters, okay? And when I say mind clutter, we're talking about mental chatter, any thoughts that we have there. Because when we want to be in that place of being able to have quiet mind, which is meditation, no thoughts, just pureness, what happens is, and I used to call it, I had a village in my head because I had thoughts of what my mother gave me, my father, you know, I had the village. And now it's very quiet. But
it's so lucky, like seriously, it's really lucky that you don't have a country.
Oh, that's right. So at least I have a village.
Okay. But you know, since I came back from Kathmandu, I have like quadrupled the amount of things I have in the house. And I love everything, and I don't think I can get rid of. To me, it's all really great energy. It's not like busy stuff. You know, it's all feeding my soul.
Deborah, dear sweetheart, listen. When you are asked, the process is this. It's a very sacred process. It's for 9 days. You release 27 items. Okay. Now, when I say items, it can be the wrapper of a bubblegum. It doesn't have to be a painting, whatever. It could be an old T-shirt. So for 9 days in a row, you really release 27 items with the intention that as you are removing these items, that your mind is removing items as well. When you do this process for 9 days in a row, you will notice that your mind is much clearer. There is a clearness about it. And I have several people in the class that we did. You weren't there. It was at First Unity. But they came back to me and they said, what a huge difference. So everybody has a junk drawer. You know, I'm sure they do because I have two of them. So I'm sure everybody has a junk drawer. I could personally spend 9 days in a row in my junk drawer removing 20.
I love it.
I mean, really.
Oh, okay. But will you clarify that for me? Because I really thought that you're going to make me, like, remove some special things I've been carrying around for 30 years. You know, like paintings my daughter did, and that I brought from the islands.
Okay,
this is a very sacred thing that you're doing. I want you to know, and I would never ask anybody, by the way, because we're on the air, I would never ask anybody to remove anything sacred that they love, okay? It's just an act.
Maria, we only have a few minutes left, and we promised like a one-minute meditation.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm gonna give you the, because we're
we'll talk later, honey.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Hey, listen, love on the show, okay? We'll talk later.
Yes. Thank you.
All right.
Maria, I just want to know how we've got 3 minutes, so you've got 1 minute to give the meditation, please.
I want to do that for everybody listening. So let's
Everybody take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath. Hold it and release. Another deep breath. Hold and release.
And together we know that there is only one power, one infinite source, one spirit, and that that power knows all of our heart's desire. So as we come together in this quiet time, we allow our minds to quiet, our bodies to relax. Go deeper. That's right. Yep. And we start feeling the heart space, the heartbeat, the energy shifting already. It's already there. So in a divine and purposeful moment, as we quietly speak our intention to ourselves, we feel that energy swelling up in our heart space. We feel it moving throughout our whole body. Just feel that energy like a liquid light. And as we are seeing it and feeling it, we are knowing and recognizing that we are one with the infinite spirit and intelligence that is who we are. We know that we don't have to hold on to anything, that clarity is already here. And we bring this liquid light to fill our space, not only our space around our bodies, but our home. And we feel that energy, feel it. And we know this day forward, we can do this anytime we want. Go back to our center. We say, thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you.
Come back. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, wonderful Maria. And thank you all the callers who have called in and the audience listening. And once again, thank you, Carter, for producing the show. And thank you, Dr. Pat, for giving us all this amazing opportunity. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You've been listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Maria, thank you for all your beautiful, beautiful energy.
You're welcome, Colette, and thank you for all your beautiful, beautiful energy and self. We are one energy here. Thank you. I love
Bye
you.
Bye for now. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.